Hello everyone, my name is Green Carr and I'm the host of The Five. This is our fourth episode and we're going to be continuing from the previous episode by talking about the announcements that were at the Amazon Hardware event that occurred in late September. So moving on, so continuing on from that episode, Amazon Ring, Amazon's security division Ring just launched a flying security camera. Well, they announced it. Not launched it. It's basically a tiny drone with a camera that flies around your home. It is called the Always Home Cam. It is sparking privacy concerns, though, but Amazon describes the device as an autonomous indoor camera that will give users viewpoints of multiple areas of the home. Amazon says also that the device will only record when it's in flight because the camera will be physically blocked when it's docked. It is an effort to get ahead of the privacy issues, but it is very loud, though, so you will be able to hear when you're moving around through your house. And people can set paths for the device to fly along. It will cost $250 and it is available via invitations only. It is expected to launch next year. The next thing that Amazon announced was the revamped Echo Show, which will be called the Echo Show 10. It is a voice-activated smart display. It will have a 10-inch screen as well as a 13-megapixel camera. This is a quote from Dave Limp. He says that the Echo Show 10 has been completely reimagined to fit the way that customers live. He also says that they've introduced intelligent movement and they've made it even more natural to engage with Alexa. The Echo Show will silently turn to face users in order to keep the screen in view while the device is being used. It's also going to include group calling and it will add new effects for video calls and drop-in calls. It will cost around $250. Another thing that Amazon announced was their new video game streaming service called Luna. This is supposed to be a competitor to the Google Stadia, Microsoft's new game streaming service. It's going to work with Fire TV, Mac, PC, smartphones, and tablets. It will feature a set of 100 curated games, and users can play with a special Luna gaming controller, but it's not required for you to have the controller to play these games. And we don't know when it will launch, but there are invitations for users to play, to try out this streaming service. The service will also be integrated within Amazon's Twitch streaming platform, so users will be able to click a button in the Twitch stream to start playing their game on Luna. Amazon also is bringing updates to Fire TV Stick, and they are also rolling out a cheaper version of the Fire TV Stick. The new Fire TV Stick will have an enhanced processor that makes it 50% more powerful than the previous generation. And the cheaper version is called the Fire TV Stick Lite. That will cost $30, while the new updated version will cost around $40. And those are pretty much most of the big announcements that were at the Amazon hardware event. So this was a much shorter episode than my previous episodes. So I do apologize for that. I wish to deliver more content than that. But I thank y'all for listening to this to the part two of the overview of Amazon's hardware event that occurred in late September. And I'm sorry for my rookie mistakes, but I will continuously try to improve on my podcast skills. But I thank y'all for listening to this episode, and I hope y'all listen to my next episode very soon. Thank y'all.